Imagine being an agricultural worker out in the Western Cape, bracing for another brutal winter shift, only to realize the warming climate is actually, well, saving you from frostbite.
Right.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We're examining a Western Cape government roadmap on climate-resilient agriculture to help you grasp what adaptation actually looks like on the ground for the people working our soil. I'm your host, and I'm joined by our resident expert.
Hi, everyone. And yeah, it's a vital pivot, I think. We are moving away from abstract global climate models and looking squarely at the dirt, the crops, and the daily reality of the farm.
Okay, let's unpack this because there is a fascinating core tension right at the start of this source document.
Yeah, there really is.
Agriculture is heavily threatened by climate change, yet conventional, poor farming practices are actually a major driver of it, like working right alongside fossil fuels.
It's basically a vicious feedback loop. The industry finds itself as both a key instigator and a primary victim here.
Right. So let's talk about that local impact. Instead of using the old thickening blanket metaphor for global warming, think of the local climate like an engine running on the wrong grade of fuel.
Oh, I like that.
It's sputtering,
Yeah.
it's running hot, and it's totally unpredictable. What does that whiplash actually look like for these farms?
Well, it looks like violent extremes, honestly. We're moving away from predictable seasons to severe, prolonged dry spells, instantly followed by heavy, destructive flooding.
Just total chaos.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is how these shifts trigger a massive biological domino effect. For example, warmer winters mean a sharp decrease in frost.
Right.
But an environment that rarely freezes suddenly requires significantly more water year-round.
Right.
And it allows entirely new destructive insect pests and diseases to overwinter and thrive.
Wait, let me push back on that less frost point for a second.
Sure.
I mean, I get that a warmer winter provides physical relief for a laborer who no longer has to freeze in the mud, but doesn't a lack of frost completely wreck the dormancy cycle for Western Cape crops?
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about apples, pears, wine grapes. If they don't freeze, they don't yield. So is this future just endless crop failure and danger for the workers?
See, that is exactly the paradox the source material highlights. It's a short-term physical relief for the worker, but a long-term existential threat to the farm.
Wow.
And that tension is forcing what the roadmap calls a massive awareness upgrade. Because survival is on the line, agricultural workers can no longer afford to just be passive laborers.
They have to step up.
Exactly. They're being forced to become active ecosystem managers.
Meaning they have to master the underlying mechanics of their environment.
Precisely. I mean, they have to understand complex soil biology to retain moisture during droughts, and they have to foster local biodiversity to naturally combat those new pests.
Instead of just like spraying chemicals everywhere.
Right. Rather than relying on the old habit of indiscriminately spraying, it's a complete systemic reskilling of the workforce.
Here's where it gets really interesting. The document actually outlines a practical playbook for this transition, calling it becoming a smart worker.
Yeah, I love that term.
But looking closely, we aren't just talking about putting on a sun hat or turning off a light bulb.
Not at all. It's about active, micro-level adaptation. Take the mandate for beating the heat.
Oh.
It isn't just about finding shade. It's about strategically planting specific indigenous trees to physically alter the microclimate around living and working spaces.
Oh, wow.
Or take water management. It's no longer just using less. It's active micro-water cycling.
What does that entail?
So capturing runoff, fixing systemic irrigation leaks, and aggressively clearing waste from local wetlands. So the immediate agricultural footprint functions like a sponge during extreme floods.
They are essentially re-terraforming their immediate environment to buffer against the extremes.
Exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this isn't just about squeaking through the next harvest.
Right.
This is about preserving the very viability of agricultural livelihoods. If they don't shift from basic manual labor to running highly calibrated biological systems, there won't be a farm left for the next generation to work.
It really grounds the conversation, doesn't it? Climate change isn't some distant data point. It demands incredibly rapid technical adaptation right now on the front lines of our food supply.
Yeah, it is entirely adapt or fail.
Which brings us to a final thought for you to chew on. This roadmap details how agricultural workers are being forced to completely reskill and become active ecosystem managers just to survive. Looking ahead, how long will it be before a changing environment forces your specific industry to adapt? What smart worker skills will you need to develop when the climate engine starts sputtering in your own backyard?